I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump insists that he is not declaring war on Chicago when he speaks of deploying National Guard troops on a crime-fighting mission.
An apocalyptic weekend social media post from the president generated controversy with its war imagery and suggestion that the newly renamed Department of War was taking aim at Chicago. The president said he just wants to make the city safer.
That's not war. That's common sense.
But Illinois Governor Pritzker criticized the meme and blasted the president's plans to deploy National Guard troops to Chicago.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Officials in Illinois and Massachusetts spent the weekend raising objections to President Trump potentially sending federal troops into their states to deal with out-of-control crime. But it's a much different story in Louisiana, where Attorney General Liz Merrill says a sight of troops on the streets of New Orleans or Baton Rouge would hardly startle local residents.
You know, we've seen it before. We saw it, frankly, we saw it in January after the terrorist attack. The National Guard's job is essentially to help manage civil problems inside the state. And when you federalize them, you essentially say that the federal government's going to pick up the check. They are working to establish law and order in the streets after a hurricane. And we can do that here, too, if we have crime that's out of control in a city.
Louisiana's attorney general was interviewed on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins. President Trump says negotiating a Gaza peace treaty ranks very high on his agenda. He also remains hopeful that a Russia-Ukraine deal can be reached, although Russia continues stepping up its aerial attacks on civilian targets in Ukraine. At least six people have died in a terrorist attack at a Jerusalem bus stop. Two gunmen were fatally shot by an Israeli soldier and a civilian. Dow futures up 66 points, and this is SRN News. A pro-abortion offensive is underway in Europe.
The campaign, which has taken the name My Voice, My Choice, has delivered a petition bearing 1 million signatures to the EU, demanding public funding of abortions. In fact, Europe is almost totally pro-abortion already, with protections for the unborn to be found in just a few countries, such as Poland and Malta. And the EU regularly pressures these few pro-life states to change their laws and allow women to terminate their pregnancies. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Ukrainian government has declared that a branch of the Orthodox Church has failed to sever all of its ties with Moscow and could soon be banned. The Ukrainian Orthodox Church disputes the government's assertion that it has not fully broken off its historic relationship with the Russian Orthodox Church. The looming ban would affect one of the two rival branches of Orthodoxy in Ukraine, underscoring the turbulent role of religion as Ukraine fends off the Russian invasion. This is SRN News. A prominent player in the emerging field of AI learns a costly lesson about copyrights.
The artificial intelligence company Anthropic has agreed to pay $1.5 billion to settle a class action lawsuit by book authors who claim the company took an estimated 500,000 pirated copies of their works to train its chatbot technology. If approved by a judge, the landmark settlement could mark a turning point in legal battles between AI companies and various fields of creative professionals who accuse the companies of copyright infringement. George Williams reporting.
China's customs agency reports the country's exports grew somewhat slower pace last month, $321.8 billion in exports in August, a 4.4% increase compared to the same month last year, that is down from a 7.2% jump in the month of July. More details at srnnews.com.